When Cardinal Lawrence is tasked with leading one of the world's most secretive and ancient events, selecting a new pope, he finds himself at the center of a conspiracy that could shake the very foundation of the Catholic Church. This is the plot synopsis of Conclave. When I actually started watching this movie, I didn't know what a conclave was, and I found myself in the theater, unfortunately, with the screen dimmed, looking up the definition of a conclave. What it is, it's when the cardinals and all the bishops, when they get together and select a new pope through voting. Anyhow, the film was released October 25th in theaters. It runs for 2 hours. IMDb does not list the budget, but it shows on its opening weekend it grossed $2.5 million. It stars Ralph Fiennes as Lawrence, Stanley Tucci as Bellini, John Lithgow as Tremblay, and Carlos Diaz as Benitez. So as I alluded, this is about selecting a new pope. The movie starts out with the pope on his deathbed. Actually, he was already dead, and Cardinal Lawrence was tasked with running the conclave. So he had the responsibility getting all the cardinals together from all around the world, and they had to be sequestered, basically, I assume, in what is some kind of a Catholic hotel. But this hotel was beautiful, or whatever. These rooms, they had marble from floor to ceiling, so these were just really ornate. And then some of the scenes in the film, including the church scenes, I don't know where they were filmed, but they were also really beautiful. The way that the architecture of the church was just astounding and was neat to see. This was kind of an insight into the Catholic process, if you weren't familiar with it, which I wasn't, and I found it very interesting, as there were a few controversies. Supposedly, Tremblay had a meeting with the Pope right before he died. One of the other cardinals told Lawrence he was dismissed by the Pope. When confronted by Lawrence, Tremblay denied that and said, no, we had a meeting, but I don't know why he would say that about me. And so he's trying to weigh what's going on, who should be a part of this vote, and who shouldn't be. And basically, the cardinals all have to vote for one of their own. There was another controversy. I'm going into spoiler territory now. There was another controversy with Eddie Emmy, who apparently fathered a child with a nun years and years ago. And Cardinal Lawrence finds out about it. Eddie Emmy says, oh, that was years and years ago. Certainly that wouldn't disqualify me from becoming the Pope. Lawrence was like, yes, I'm sorry, but it does. The church has enough sexual controversies on its hands, and we can't have another. So he was disqualified, at least from being one of the candidates. I'm not sure. I think he was still able to place votes, though. I guess what I'm getting at, as the story progressed, you're really drawn in. You're wanting to know what's going to happen, who the next pope is going to be. The acting was really great. Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci, John Lithgow, just top-notch acting. The writing was really good. The film was directed by Edward Berger. The writers are listed as Peter Strahan and Robert Harris. This film was based on the book by Robert Harris. Now, progressing into the film, when they start doing the votes, it was really interesting. Each cardinal had a piece of paper, and they had to write the name of the cardinal who they were elevating to be pope. And they had to go up front and walk up in front of everyone, say something, and then essentially cast their ballot into this, I want to say, a vase of some kind. I can't imagine how long that would take, especially if there's over 100 cardinals. You find out after the first vote, it was really level, like 20 votes for this one, 10 votes for that one, 18 votes for this one. What they needed was a preponderance of the vote in order to elect someone. I think it was 72 votes. It was the minimum in order for anyone to be considered for the papacy. There was a great line that was pointed out in the comments on IMDb, essentially read something like, if there were only certainty and no doubt, there would be no mystery and therefore no need for faith. In other words, if they were all certain that God exists or that there is this afterlife or that all that they have learned their whole life was true, then there wouldn't be any need to have faith. I thought it was interesting. It goes to the writing, the acting, and just how deep the film got at certain times. Now, as things progressed, there was the cardinal that was eliminated. There were a few controversies. They were kind of narrowing things down and down. There was this terrorist attack outside, which broke the glass of the cathedral or the church that they were in. It happened right as Lawrence was casting a vote. Of course, everyone falls down and dust is all over everyone. It turned out it was some sort of a suicide bomb that was done by Islamic terrorists. Then they have this emergency council meeting of like the top 12 cardinals, and they were in this what looked like a theater of some kind with theater seating, and they were discussing the pluses and minuses. And one thing that I learned I didn't really know, it's kind of like having a Congress. You have some cardinals that are on the liberal side, side, some are on the conservative side. So they have this kind of a split down on the political division. There was the one cardinal that was on the conservative side who was campaigning on, look, we can't let this happen. We've let the Muslims into our church and we showed them love, but they don't do the same for us all over the world. And then that was when Cardinal Benitez spoke up. Now, he was a cardinal that was supposedly from Baghdad and was from Kabul in Afghanistan. And it makes me wonder when this was filmed, because I don't think nowadays there would be any such cardinal stationed in Afghanistan. This is so dangerous. It's held by the Taliban, who have their strong religious beliefs. There was some controversy with him because he was a latecomer into all the cardinals. It was found out that the Pope supported Cardinal Benitez, was helping him, the communications that they had had. Now, Lawrence didn't know about all of this communication. He didn't know everything that was going on. As they were having this discussion, Benitez, he gave a heartfelt speech about how we are to love everybody and accept everybody. We're not going to war with anyone. We're having peace, love, joy for all. After that speech, there was a vote. I guess they threw their weight behind Benitez. He was able to secure the votes required to become the Pope. All this time, I was thinking Lawrence was going to become the Pope. I thought maybe that was the direction the film was going. At one point, they showed Lawrence voting, and he threw in one of, I think the last ballot that they showed, he voted for himself. And what was funny was when they didn't have the consensus, they took all of those ballots and they put them in a little stove and they burned them. And then that smoke came up. The people would know that there was another day probably of voting, that they haven't chose a Pope yet. So now I'm going into spoiler territory again. Cardinal Lawrence meets with a close advisor and he says, oh, I had no idea Benitez was going to be chosen as the Pope. Otherwise, I would have told you this. He's all, what are you talking about? He said, well, there was a medical report that came back from Kabul, or I forget what country, but there was a medical report that came back. There was going to be a procedure performed on Cardinal Benitez. They didn't say what exactly was going on. Then they cut over to Lawrence going to confront Benitez. He's like, what is going on? And it turns out the medical condition was some sort of a hysterectomy that was going to need to be performed. I think we all know what that means, that Benitez wasn't all man. There was some female in him. So I'm not sure. They didn't really discuss if he had parts of man, parts of women, but he was not a full-fledged male. So that was weird, right? But he did find out the Pope was supporting him and supported him in his medical procedure, I think financially as well as in other ways as well. So in the end, I think he just decided to let things go forward as is. Then the film kind of goes black and you're thinking, please don't end here. Please don't end here. Please don't end here. And then the credits roll. And I was like, no, it ended right there. Because I was wondering, is Lawrence going to reconvene the council and have another vote? Are they going to discuss this? What's going to happen? But I think because the prior Pope condoned this, I think he just decided to go ahead and go with it. So in the end, I thought it was really well done. Honestly, I didn't like the ending. I don't think it was realistic. I really don't think they would have just said, okay, cool, we'll have a female Pope for the first time. I just don't think that would have happened in real life. I know this was based on the book, which I had never read, but I just don't think it was realistic. There's never been a female Pope. So I don't know. I didn't like that, but I did find the film very interesting and I learned a lot about the Catholic Church and the procedures. Even though it was all fictional, I thought it was very entertaining, had really good cinematography. For that reason, I give Conclave 4 stars and I thought it was entertaining.